Well, hello, it's Friday, so you know what this means. It's a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM mini.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and how are you? Hopefully you've had a fantastic week up to this point. So today we're going to have a very small conversation about something that I've been asked to talk about for quite a period of time, and I wasn't sure exactly on how to address it. So today is that conversation. And it's about scare tactics. Yes, you heard me correctly, scare tactics. And inside of organizations, when you start to develop change and when you want to change things inside of the organization, and I'm talking from a safety standpoint, where there's obstacles that come up in the way. And these obstacles sometimes might come from the operation side, and there's nothing wrong with operations, and I'm not saying this holistically that it means that it's every operator that's out there, but they will actually try to scare you, meaning that because of what you're trying to change or implement will change the culture of the organization, but they're deeming it in a bad way. So they try to scare you. They try to minimize the things that you are bringing into the organization. And there might even be the threat of you losing your position by you bringing in this new item thing into the organization. Sometimes there are direct implications that people bring up, or sometimes it can turn around and be one of these things where people bring it up and you're getting a little bit of information here and a little bit of information there on what they're trying to do to either push you out or change the way that you're trying to move the path with the organization by this new realm of safety that you're bringing in. Now, I've had multiple listeners reach out to me and say this is a topic that we need to talk about. So is this something that is occurring currently inside of your organization? And if so, how have you handled it? What have you done to avoid these scare tactics? Have you went to your human resource department to have the conversation on what's going on? Or do you look at the human resource department that they're there to protect the company and not so much protect the individual that's bringing up the complaint? I know there's kind of some mixed feelings there on how you can look at it. And I know that this needs to be a longer conversation than just a mini. But have you ran into the scenario where scare tactics have been used on you for you not to move the organization forward? And how did you handle it? Now, I want to make sure that we have an understanding here that this is not something that occurs in every organization, but it is things that happen out there in the real world. I want you to think about that. Now, please feel free on reaching out to me for we can further this discussion down the path. I think we might need to go into doing a long version of the episode just to have this discussion. Anyways, for now, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.